Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Occasionally I become puzzled, and when I become puzzled, the first thing I learned when I was in NCO development, when I was in the military, is you gather information. So that's what I'm trying to do right here. So joining us now, he is the owner at ICE Training Company, the executive director at Personal Defense Network, the vice president at Avidity Arms, and the executive vice president at 2AO.org. That just about winded me. His name is Rob Pincus. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Rob. I'm a little puzzled. I don't really know you. Would you agree with that? We don't really know each other. You've been on my show a couple times. We talk a little bit here and there when we get a chance.
Sure, yeah, we don't hang out on weekends, but I mean, right. I could sit down and have a drink with you if we had the opportunity.
Absolutely, I know that. I almost had that at the Black Tap, but I didn't know if you were going to have one of those big Sundays when at SHOT Show. So I'm curious. Now, and listen, this is not about not being in agreement with my political philosophy. But sometimes I'm just, my curiosity has just piqued so much that I just have to ask. Okay, I am gathering, based upon what I'm seeing that you're putting out there, that you don't like President Trump.
I would say that, you know, I don't know him either, right? So I'd probably be more interested in hanging out with you than hanging out with him on any
sure.
Tuesday night or Sunday afternoon.
Right.
I don't like his performance. I don't like his style. I definitely don't like the way he did not pay gun owners back for the support that he got from the firearms community. And quite frankly, the way he didn't live up to his commitment to the gun owning community in the 2016 election. So if that comes down to, you know, like or dislike, I definitely would say that at least on those levels, there's a dislike. I mean, I like the way he handled North Korea, right? It's not an all a loss. No one is black and white 100%. But I will say that, you know, on the issue that's most important to me, which is gun rights,
right,
he absolutely failed to live up to the hype and live up to his own commitment.
So what is it he didn't do?
Well, he didn't do anything for him. I mean, period. Hard stop. He did not do anything for us. We may benefit from the fact that he wasn't Hillary Clinton. We benefit from the fact that he may have put judges in place who will side with us in Second Amendment issues. I don't think that's untrue. I think we've seen some evidence of that in even court cases below the Supreme Court over the last couple of years. So
sure,
there are things that we as a gun community will benefit from, and certainly we didn't have it as bad as we would have under Hillary, and we probably didn't have it as bad as we may have it here soon under Biden, but he didn't do anything for us.
Well, I mean, you cite that we didn't get the Hearing Protection Act and national reciprocity. Now, you know whose fault that is, right?
I want to hear your theory, because you apparently
Paul
have an
Ryan.
Answer. I don't have an answer to pin it on any one person.
Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan got out there and stated publicly, I don't think America's ready for national reciprocity. It was never taken up, even though Mark Meadows had something out there.
I'm not saying that Trump's the only person. What I'm saying, you only asked about, you didn't ask me how I felt about Paul Ryan. You asked me.
No. I'm basing this on what I'm seeing, okay? Because, like you said in our exchange, we had an exchange on Facebook that I don't really know your views, and I'm trying to discover your views because some of these are sort of perplexing. And the national reciprocity thing.
So are we clear on why I don't think that he fulfilled his commitments to American gun owners?
I don't see that. You know, the president can't get out there and just make things out of whole cloth.
Okay, let's go to the elephant in the room. Bump stock.
Sure. What about bump stocks? There was a rule. It was affirmed three times by the ATF, and then the rule changed after Mandalay Bay. Now, bump stocks were actually confirmed in the era of Barack Obama, right?
Confirmed as?
They came into being. They were allowed. The ATF said, okay, fine, you can have those.
Correct. So under Obama, we were allowed to have
them. So, you know how they're always pushing this thing, and once again, you know, this is just me out here just letting my mind roll. You know how they're always pushing this thing that the AR-15, the AK-47, these are weapons of war. So with since they reclassified the bump stock, the three pieces of plastic, to be a machine gun, and since it's winding its way around in court, and they're going to have an awfully hard time actually keeping the bump stock out of hands of people because it's not actually a machine gun. It's exactly what it was when they said it. Do you think there's any possibility that gun controllers, which I know that you've studied them quite some time, but they always play the long game, don't they?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think they seize on opportunities quite often, actually, in the aftermath of disaster and tragedy like Parkland, et cetera.
But what about Mandalay Bay? Because that's when the bump stock came out, Mandalay Bay.
I understand the compromise argument. I just don't buy into it. I'm not a compromiser on Second Amendment rights, so I don't think that saying...
But the bump stock is not a Second Amendment issue.
Well, it shouldn't be. But when you take... You can't tell me, though, what about a red dot sight? What about a binary trigger? What about an enhanced trigger kit for a Glock? What about an Apex aftermarket trigger for an M&P? These are all accessories that are designed to augment some aspect of a firearm, and you know that. So
I do.
Understand you're probably playing devil's advocate a little bit, but if you're going to tell me, Bill Frady, that you don't think the bump stock has anything to do with American gun rights, I want to hear you say that clearly.
I don't think that in the long game, if they're talking about banning guns versus banning the bump stock.
So you're talking about a compromise. That's fine. I'm not a compromise.
I'm not talking about a compromise. I'm talking about taking away an argument. Because as you noticed, in addition to all the tort stuff that Mandalay Bay came down, Mandalay Bay got swept. Nobody called for anything after Mandalay Bay, sort of like the Pulse nightclub, because there you had...
I don't think that's true. That's not true. You're stating that, but it's simply not true.
Okay. What did they call for?
Who's they? Many people called for many things. Again, you don't remember the high schoolers with their parades and with their gatherings and the CNN town halls and back. I mean, if you're going to
that was that was that was
rug,
a that, that was a direct result. That was a direct result of Parkland. I'm talking about Mandalay Bay because they all of their little things that they do, they always come up around a rampage shooting. It's never as important when they don't have a rampage shooting as it is when they have a rampage shooting and they can ramp up the emotion. And they never ramped up the emotion at Mandalay Bay.
I think I have a lot of friends in Las Vegas who would disagree with you. I just don't know who your they are.
I'm talking about gun grabbers. I'm talking about Democrats.
Okay, so once again, the Parkland kids were active after Mandalay Bay. That's what I'm saying, is that whole group, the Moms Demand Action group, there was plenty of activity after. There were country music singers who were coming out against firearms and against gun ownership and saying, well, maybe an assault weapons ban would be okay. You know, don't forget, though, I have two friends of mine who sold guns to the shooter at Mandalay Bay legally. The FFL.
I hate to do this to you. Hang on for me, please. We're coming up on the break. I'll let you finish that thought when we get to the other side. As we go down the Primrose Lane, as I try to gather information, my guest is Rob Pincus. He is the executive vice president at 2AO.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My guest tonight from the PD, Personal Defense Network, ICE, and the 2AO.org is, and he's in charge of all of these things. Is that right? You're in charge of all those things, right?
Well, I don't know if I'm in charge. I'm in charge of Personal Defense Network, absolutely, the content there. I am the vice president of Second Amendment Organization. I handle most of the position statements and the speaking and communications there. There's a great team there that certainly helps craft a lot of that. And our president, Brian, really is the guy in charge.
Okay.
And we also made IT Training Company. I own that. I'll claim that one for sure.
So that would be yes. Anyway, joining me again is Rob Pincus. I had to interrupt your thought. Please finish that. If you remember.
You know what? I was actually engaged. I was listening to the Arrow Precision advertisement, and I got distracted from whatever that was. I think we were talking about the gun control initiative, or the call for gun control after the Las Vegas massacre. And I was talking about how, you know, I was – and I did misspeak. I had my events backwards, I think, in the last segment in terms of the – kids from Parkland, they were very active at one of the anniversaries of the Vegas event, and they actually mentioned the Vegas event in their town hall as an example, because, of course, the Parkland thing happened after the Vegas massacre. So, again, it wasn't immediately after, but it was within months that they were talking about it. I had friends at that concert. Even last year at SHOT Show, we had a roundtable meeting talking about gun issues, and we had a guy who was at two different events, believe it or not, two different what are considered mass shooting events, and one of them was the Las Vegas event. Some of our instructors from Reno were down there and actually rendered medical aid with the same medical.
I think I read about the guy that was at both the events. I had read about him. So, yeah, so you know, anyway, let's move on.
There was clearly a call for gun control afterwards. I'm not lamenting the fact that there wasn't, you know, draconian sweeping gun laws. But let's remember, we had the executive branch on the Republican side. We had the legislature held by the Republicans at that time. There wasn't really room for much to happen. And like every legislative session, bills were introduced. And like every time there's a mass shooting, things are brought up.
There's a difference between
Trump not doing what he told us he was going to do and him simply not doing really bad things to us.
Do you think it is not constitutionally sound to not do anything sometimes?
Not when you tell the American gun owners that.
He told everybody he would sign national reciprocity if it came across his desk. It never did.
Okay.
He told everybody he would sign the National Hearing Protection Act, and it never came across his desk. I mean, that's
how many tweets did he send out about it? Because this isn't a wallflower. You're not talking about a milk toast. You're not talking about a guy who doesn't speak up when he wants something to happen. Right?
I don't put as much credence in Twitter. I mean, I know a lot of people use Twitter.
I know he uses Twitter.
But anyway,
how you feel about it isn't the issue. He seems to love it. And,
okay.
And the fact is, if he'd have tweeted more, maybe he'd have gotten more votes.
Well, that's okay. I guess there's that possibility. But let me ask you this. Now, and I will state this categorically, no qualifications whatsoever. If we have an investigation and we find out that all of the voting was absolutely 100% above board, legitimate, all the irregularities and everything, and it turns out to be President Biden, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying hail to the chief. Do you think the elective process, because all I'm interested in is the process, I don't care who wins. I have a person I vote for, and, you know, that really is the nature of things in these United States. Most people are very fickle about politics, and they play it like a game of badminton, giving everybody a chance. It's my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. So I get that part. That's fine. But should we be looking at the process? Because I got to tell you, statistically, when you look at statistical probability, you couldn't find 138,000 votes in Cuba that all go for Castro. You couldn't. And they're out there telling, talking about all these tranches of votes they're finding, and they're all for Biden. And it all happened at dark 30, and I get all that. They quit, all these states quit voting. There's a couple of other things that come in there anecdotally that you could look at that you can say, but, you know, just the, are you interested in seeing that? Or because I've seen you stating we should move on, let's unify, let's do this kind of stuff. We still got Rob?
Yeah, question. What's the question, Bill?
Well, are you interested, or do you think we should have a clean, transparent, honest electoral process?
Of course. Was that ever in question?
Well, let's see.
I mean, you said you were pondering whether I thought that. I don't know what I said to make you think that I didn't feel that way.
On Twitter, you said, if the fight is about who can vote or which votes count, we aren't having the right conversation.
Agreed. That is an indictment of the problem of distracting from the results of the election with an argument about who's allowed to vote. If you're an American citizen, you should be voting. Like, period. And I don't know why that's confusing to people. I don't know why it's scary to some people that more people voted than ever before.
You know, Joe Frazier voted, and he's been dead for 5 years.
Well, I don't know what that's about, honestly. I mean, I'm sure there's more than one person with the name Joe Frazier, so I don't know.
No, there's...
And Bill, just to be intellectually honest, I let it go, but we're going to start picking apart that 138,000 thing in the middle of the night. That's been explained 6 days ago, you know? So you're still throwing that data point. I mean, spend less time with me and more time with information, I guess, because that was refuted as not, it was a reporting error that was explained.
And who refuted it?
It wasn't refuted. It was explained. It was acknowledged. Yes.
By whom?
It was a reporting error.
By whom?
Michigan. The election officials in Michigan, and maybe Michigan and Wisconsin, I think that number usually gets put together. It's like 120 in one place and something else. And the spike, what we're talking about is the vertical spike that happened, quote-unquote, in the middle of the night, like every night after the election since, you know, electoral votes started getting counted, was explained as a reporting error. You know, and I mean, look at it this way. If you didn't know that that happened, I'd have a problem, right? If we found out 3 years later that there was a glitch in the computer software that flipped 6,000 votes to Biden, I'd be really concerned about that, right? If you tell me right now in 2016...
Yeah, but you know what? We're coming up on break again. I don't want to have to... Hang on for me. We'll pick this up on the other side. My guest from 2AO.org is Rob Pincus. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump has earned the 15 electoral college votes in North Carolina. Also, Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham conceded the North Carolina Senate race to Senator Tom Tillis on Tuesday, handing Republicans a key win in their quest to retain control over the Senate. The FDA is granting drug maker Eli Lilly emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 treatment. Eli Lilly CEO David A. Ricks explains who it will help.
The first drug ever to be designed for beating back COVID-19. It's indicated in early diseases, you're saying, so within the first 10 days of symptoms. And we really want it targeted to those with high risk factors.
And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 262 points to finish at 29,420. You're listening to USA Radio News. All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls, just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing, voters in this regard. But, hey, they got to get on the ground and they got to do it today.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. There have been more than 100,000 new infections for five straight days after the COVID tracking project reported 118,000 new cases on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me again from quite a few places, ICE, Personal Defense Network, Avidity Arms, 2AO.org is instructor and advocate Rob Pincus. I had to interrupt you again, the doggone commercial radio stuff.
No, I like it. It's good. That means more people are hearing it. And the other organization I'm on board of is Walk the Talk America that tries to raise awareness about mental health issues inside the gun community and raise awareness about responsible gun ownership inside the mental health community. So that's another one that you can add to your list next time.
Well, I'm just reading the Facebook page, Rob. There's so many things there. I just about would need a readout and a scorecard to keep track of it. Anyway, so we were talking about these tranches of, and see, here's the thing. Now, remember what I said. I said that if I am satisfied,
Well, let me ask you, do you think any election in modern history has been 100% without it?
I don't remember anybody saying anything about Barack Obama.
No, I'm asking you. Do you think, and you're just you're a worldly person, you've been around, you pay attention, do you think that is any election in modern history where there hasn't been some one person who threw out a ballot or some 10 people who tried to do the shenanigans somewhere or somebody who tried to vote that wasn't actually eligible to vote because they were a felon? Like, don't you, I mean, we acknowledge that you've been 100%. I don't think
gun owners always talk about the Battle of Athens. There's a good example for you.
They do?
Yeah.
How so?
The Battle of Athens?
Yeah.
Athens, Tennessee?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Thermopylae, and you were
No. I'm not talking about this is Sparta.
Well, we were in different eras. Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out how the Battle of Thermopylae related to voting. But my point being, in modern times, I don't think you can find any election that's 100%. So I think when you say if you believe it's 100%, I'm never going to believe it's 100%. What I have said is Georgia, this Senate runoff in Georgia to maintain Republican control of the Senate is far more important than worrying about what Rudy Giuliani says about Joe Frazier voting without any evidence.
Here's the thing. If we make this the norm, if we allow this to go forward and be the norm, then we have no chance of this ever being fixed.
But
again,
I don't want a distracted gun community and a distracted.
There is no distracted gun community. The only people that are going to decide that vote in Georgia is going to be the people of Georgia.
Oh no, I disagree. Are you not aware that the Democrats brought a lot of people and a lot of money into South Carolina to try to beat Lindsey Graham, for example?
Oh, not at all. That $108 million that Jamie Harrison didn't actually raise for himself, not even aware of that. Didn't even know
that
existed.
So I think we should be doing the same thing in Georgia. I think I'm heading there Friday because I care about keeping the Senate Republican. And I've been saying that for months. That's
okay,
the most important key
but this
to
is
short-term
a...
protecting our gun rights in this country is making sure that the Senate stays in Republican hands, and Georgia voters have the opportunity to vote for two senators who will decide the balance of power and potentially can be the stop from Democratic control of the legislature and the White House.
But there's one other out there that nobody's talking about.
What's that?
So when they flip the switch in Michigan, right, John James was way out in front of the Democratic incumbent there. And then when we woke up the next morning, John James was behind. We were getting ready to flip a seat. And I don't see anybody talking about that one. And this is my thing, okay? This is just what I'm going to say.
I don't know about that. I mean, I
do.
I believe in America. I believe in our system. And I believe that the courts and the lawyers are going to figure out what went right and what went wrong. And the numbers are going to be certified, and we're going to have the presidential election. There's nothing you and I can do about that. What we can do something about is the Senate in Georgia.
Okay, well, I mean, while we're looking at that, and I mean, yes, I agree with you. I'll tell you that right now. I believe that is very important, and it is paramount. But at the same time, while we're looking at that, we can't afford not to look at the other stuff, simply because...
Well, I don't. If they call me, I'll go. They call me, I will go. They call me to Philadelphia. They call me to Michigan. They call me to the Supreme Court of the United States. I'll show up and take a look at the ballots and tell them what I think. But I don't really have a dog in that fight or the access to that right now. And obviously, Trump and now the Attorney General Barr, they are moving forward with their investigations, with their allegations, the legal team. Rudy Giuliani, for better or worse, is involved. I think that will get looked at. They got that. It's in good hands or whatever. We're going to go over here. The people that care about working today to protect gun rights should be focused on Georgia, because November 3rd was November 3rd, and we can talk about it next week. We can talk about it in February. But between now and January 5th, I believe gun owners who care about these issues need to focus on recruiting the vote in Georgia.
So let's look at the future then. Have you noticed the messaging? Do you see the difference in the messaging between the Republicans and the Democrats? Because the Democrats are out there saying exactly what they're going to do. And now we are reduced to playing a defensive game, which we're always reduced to. Because we're always looking at trying to hold this one thing or this one thing. And when we actually do get in a position to play offense, which is the only way to win a fight, by the way, is in offense. You know that. As a self-defense instructor, if somebody brings violence on, you got to bring hyper-violence. So in order to come out on top, because it's not about fairness. It's about winning. And that's in self-defense. They got plans. And we're going to be on the defensive. And if this thing does not work out, which is the very narrowest of things to be hedging all of our bets on, it would be much better. And I guess my big question is, what if they come out and say, you know what? Trump won these states. Because right now I'm expected to sit back, you know, and I've got people telling me I got to unify and I got to do this and I got to do that and just accept this and accept that and shut up, even though for the last 4.5 years we didn't do that. We never considered him legitimate. So if 70 million people think Joe Biden became president based upon a felony, then what?
They come down to their faith in the Supreme Court or whatever courts decide that, right? So, for example, your 138,000 votes like that, that's been promulgated all over the Internet. And yet the county in Michigan that reported that.
The Internet.
And yet it's still out there. So when you have Trump for months creating – here's why he's not president. He's not president because 3 months ago he didn't tell every Republican the same thing the Democrats were saying, which was use these mail-in ballots to make sure people who wouldn't otherwise vote use the mail-in ballots to vote for me, and he probably would have won. But instead,
that's because everybody that uses mail-in ballots, they don't even allow them in Europe because mail-in ballots are the biggest way to electoral fraud known to man. I didn't say that, by the way. I'm quoting Dr. John Lott. Dr. John Lott says that. I'm not smart enough to know that.
He's not a specialist in elections.
He is a statistician, though. He is a statistician. You give him a calculus.
And sometimes he presents statistics that I raise my eyebrows at. So I got to figure out what that has to do with what we're talking about. Because
okay, well, first things first. I'll tell you what a good activist does, and this is just my opinion, Rob. A good activist knows when he knows what he's talking about, and sometimes when he doesn't, he goes and looks at people that do. And if you're going to question everybody that comes across your bow and say, okay, I just question that, and then not go out there and create a counterpoint to it besides, I just don't believe it, there's no evidence of that, or some of the things make me raise my eyebrows.
I thought you were watching my social media, Bill, because I am
watching your social media. I got some other stuff I'm going to quote when we get back. We're going to the next break. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck... A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again from 2AO.org is Rob Pincus. And we were talking about mail-in voting. So did you actually tell me that if Trump should have advocated for mail-in voting?
Once it was obvious that that was happening, it seems to make more sense to me. I've never run for political offices. I've certainly won the presidency of the United States, but it seems like if he had told you, hey, listen, I don't like it, I'm not happy about it, but it's out there, so let's use them. Let's get the people voting. Let's make sure that the Republicans use them at least as much as the Democrats. I feel like things would have been a little different. Obviously, if he hadn't delayed in Pennsylvania, I mean, some of these things that people were complaining about happening in Pennsylvania probably wouldn't have even had the opportunity to go on had people in Pennsylvania been allowed to count those votes. But, you know, he went to court to stop it. I don't understand the strategy. And I guess if he wins, care about
how strategy works. Which strategy don't you understand?
Undermining the credibility of the United States election by undermining the credibility of mail-in ballots to the point where your supporters won't use them. I mean, there were videos of people burning ballots.
Well, that's because it's been proven all over the world to be it is a arm of a fraudulent election. That's why nobody advocates for it. That's for some reason we decided it was a smoking hot idea. This is the last segment in the hour. Let's get back to you said something about me reading your social media. So let me read you something from your social media. The goal isn't to make all gun owners vote Republican. It is to remove gun control from the agenda of all political parties. Completely agree with you. Who else besides the Democrats have gun control in their platform?
I haven't examined any of the other parties. I don't think the Libertarians do for sure. I have no idea if the Greens mention it. you know, whoever else. I'm sure there's still there's got to still be a communist party out there somewhere, right? I don't study them because they're non-factors. The Democrats are the ones I'm talking about there, obviously. We know there are plenty of gun owners who vote Democrat. I don't know why so many gun owners who campaign ardently for everyone to vote Republican don't understand that, unlike you and me, guns aren't the determining political issue for everyone. So the idea that someone's going to go out and buy a gun but be in favor of 90% of the Democratic platform and suddenly start voting Republican, I don't think that fits with the human experience in any way.
Later on November 6th, you said, see, but if you vote for pot, gay marriage, and health care, you're not a real gun owner. Now, on that one, I got to point something out to you. No, I've just got to point this out to you. You said it. I'm just going to point this out to you. I'll let you reply. No problem. There are states where pot is okay. Bill, what?
Bill, I never said that.
Well, it you're says Rob Pincus at Pincus Rob, November 6th. Got your picture beside it. Somebody hack you?
You're claiming that I said someone's not a real gun owner if?
No.
Did that?
Somebody tweeted, Dan Ewelson, I just want to live in a country where a gay married couple with universal health care can protect their green energy pot grow with ARs. And the reply from Rob Pincus at Pincus Rob, November 6th, C, but if you vote for pot, gay marriage, and health care, you aren't a real gun owner.
Is there a sarcasm or a shrugging emoji next to that? Because that's obviously me being sarcastic, because this is the thing going around, is that you can't be a real gun owner if you voted for the Democrats. And
I'm going to point something out to you. I'm going to point something out to you, okay? I know that before 2016, for example, that you did not wax political. You didn't like politics. I get that. Probably not. I would really love to be apolitical myself. However, you getting out there and doing these things in jest or in sarcasm, that is an opposition researcher's dream.
They're always
waiting to take something out of context.
So in 1999, I initiated the Firearms Owners Unification Project. We were lobbying then. I was a member of the LEAA on Capitol Hill lobbying under the NRA supervision under the LEAA. That's in the late 90s. I have a political science degree, Bill. Do that research. The idea that I wasn't involved in politics in 2016.
Okay, that's stupendous. This is why I reached out to you, because I was aware of your extensive curriculum vitae, and I wanted to find out what was going on with this. Here's another one. Democrat derangement syndrome, or will it be Biden derangement syndrome? I seem to have natural immunity since I never bought into Trump worship. Do you believe the people that voted for Trump worship him?
I think that's obviously sarcasm. I don't think anyone's actually started a church for Trump, but I absolutely have seen people losing their minds to the same extent that those people, right, the people that I'm talking about, made fun of the Trump derangement syndrome. If you don't get this, Bill, I think you get the joke there, right?
Well, I don't know. See, this is the thing about when you throw things out on Twitter. There's no inflection. There's no tone of voice.
I use emojis like a 12-year-old girl.
Okay, well, you know what? If that's the defense, you use emojis.
Well, I mean, but the point is, if you say you follow my feed, well, so when someone says, like Giuliani says, Joe Frazier voted, he offers no evidence. And you tell me I'm supposed to...
Do you have any evidence he didn't, though? Out there and making that statement, to what purpose does that serve? What purpose does that serve to say that?
Voted for Trump, Bill.
Huh?
Maybe he voted for Trump.
I don't know who he voted for. It doesn't matter if he voted for me. Joe Frazier, the dead boxing world heavyweight champion, should be voting for nobody. There's
people... There's more than one person named Joe Frazier... Bill?
That's. I think that they know exactly which Joe Frazier this is. They've also found a few people that died in the 1800s that voted.
He knows where the Four Seasons is? The hotel, not the landscaping place.
I don't know if he knows where that is, nor do I care. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you.
Okay, and I say I'm not obligated to create evidence that Joe Frazier didn't vote. I can merely laugh at Rudy Giuliani for saying he did vote without evidence and expecting anybody to take him seriously.
So do you think the Supreme Court would pursue anything if it was frivolous, like, say, in Pennsylvania, like they've done? Do you think they're just doing that just for giggles?
Well, I don't think they're pursuing whether or not Joe Frazier voted, unless you have news.
No, they're pursuing, they're separating ballots.
Right.
They're separating ballots. The whole point of this is that with me, okay, while I've seen some of these things where, let's see, you quote somebody that says that Biden will be elected president, save something miraculous, pray for President Biden and Vice President Harris. If they steal the election,
well, I never
there is
that.
No closure. No, that's what somebody that you retweeted or followed up. Another friend that probably is explaining this in a way that people can hear it. That's you. That's what you said about this. And then somebody named Pledger said, written like an ever-Trumper. And you said, unfortunate for him, he blew it with the pandemic, which I don't even know what that means. Is he supposed to be able to cover the entire United States with a dome and stop the air from moving?
When he's in a crowd, in a state or in a building where that's what everybody else is expected to do.
We have, and since in 244 years, we have been through 12 pandemics, and we have never treated any of these like this one, ever.
Well, I mean, you want to go back to the dental industry of 200 years ago, too?
Nope. Don't want to, because I'm about to run out of time. Don't want to. I mean, in 68, when we had the Hong Kong flu, we all said Woodstock.
What do we agree on? I'm a common ground guy, Bill. We agree on gun rights. We agree that Georgia is really incredibly important, and that's where the fight
sure.
is today. We agree
sure.
that the election should be transparent. We agree that votes should be counted.
Well, I think you think the election has been transparent, and I just find that very naive of you.
I think this election will be scrutinized and looked at more closely than any election in either of our lifetimes, and I'm glad for it, and I believe that what will happen now is that regardless of what the courts say, there will be people in both counties. There's still people who think Gore should have been president. There are people who think Hillary Clinton should have been president because she got the popular vote. There will be people, no matter what, and
the whole popular vote Picadillo has never been a thing. Thank you for taking the time to join me. I'm out of time. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.